Our next presenter is Dr. Harmony Rhodes. Dr. Rhodes holds a PhD in sociology and an MS in epidemiology, both from UCLA. Currently a research assistant professor at the USC School of Social Work. Her primary research centers on homelessness and HIV/AIDS risk behavior. Her broader research interests include the intersections of health, culture, gender, sexuality, and reproduction. Current research projects she's involved in include examining social networks among homeless youth and health behavior among homeless persons transitioning into PFH.
Hello. PSH is permanent supportive housing. I realize that didn't fit in the short APHA bio, but people may not know that. So I am presenting today, I know I'm a little short for the mic, but is this okay in the back? Oh, well, look at that. Dump that on my lap. Okay, so I'm going to talk today about sexual trauma and mental health among female homeless youth using drop-in centers in Los Angeles, California. I have no relationships to disclose. So it's estimated that nearly 2 million youth in the U.S. experience at least one night of homelessness each year. I would suggest from my experience working in the field that this is probably a pretty large undercount. Homeless youth are a very, very often invisible population, and I don't think that we have great methodologies for counting them. So 2 million gives us a slight representation of the scope, but I think that this is a really large problem in the U.S. Homeless youth report high rates of childhood sexual abuse and sexual assault, and high rates of sexual assault that occurs both before homelessness experiences and also during homelessness experiences. And among homeless youth, sexual trauma reports are much higher among females than among males, as they are in the general population. Homeless youth also experience very high rates of mental health disorder symptoms. Post-traumatic stress disorder, recent depression, suicidal ideation are all extremely high, and all of these symptomologies tend to be higher among female youth than among males. I'm going to present today on some data that we collected during a study of homeless youth using drop-in centers. We went back to these drop-in centers over 2 years, every 6 months, and it really was a study of social networks. So some of these measures are not exactly perfect as I go through, but just so you know, that wasn't this topic isn't the main focus of the study, so I apologize for that in advance, but I thought that it was very interesting, and I'm happy to get the chance to present on it today. So what I will be showing you is data from 957 baseline respondents from our study. They were collected from three drop-in sites, one in Hollywood, one in Santa Monica, and one in Venice, California. Overall, our sample is about 27% female, 21 years of age on average, 37% white, 25% African American. Mostly heterosexual, 74%, but 14% reported that they were bisexual and 12% gay, lesbian, or questioning. And in this sample, 50% were currently staying in what we coded as a public place. So the street, the beach, a tent or a campsite, abandoned building, car, or bus. Among the female homeless youth, they were slightly younger than males, more likely to self-identify as African American or mixed race than male homeless youth. Much more likely to identify as bisexual. 30% of the female youth self-identified as bisexual compared to only 8% of the male youth in our study. And female youth were slightly less likely to be staying in a public place at only 42% versus 52% of the male youth. So we asked two questions about sexual abuse and assault. The sexual abuse question is from the UCLA PTSD Index, and the sexual assault question, which is have you ever been forced to have sex, comes from the CDC's Youth Risk Behavior Survey. In our entire sample, 25% had ever experienced childhood sexual abuse. That rate was much higher among the female youth at 40% compared to 20% of the males. 20% of the overall sample had ever been forced to have sex, but again, much higher among the female youth at 40% compared to 13% of males. And then we asked whether that sexual assault had occurred prior to becoming homeless or while homeless. Overall, 10% of youth reported that they'd been forced to have sex while they were homeless. One quarter of homeless female youth reported that they had been raped while homeless. PTSD was measured. This isn't a diagnostic measure. It's simply a screener that's used in primary care settings. So it's not, it's just representative of someone who may have PTSD. Overall, 31% reported these symptoms, but much higher among female youth. Depression, also much higher among female youth than male youth. Suicidal ideation, now about 17% reported that they had considered suicide in the past year. That was the only mental health measure that was not statistically significant differently between men and women in our study. So given these really high rates and these gender differences, I wanted to see what the association was between mental health disorder symptoms and experiences of sexual trauma among the female homeless youth in our study. So I ran a series of multivariable logistic regressions among the subsample of female youth only. And I controlled for age, whether they're currently staying in a public place, because that kind of exposure can be associated with sexual trauma, obviously, and individual sexual identity. And what I found were some very strong relationships between all three of our measures of mental health disorders. So PTSD, depression, and suicidal ideation were all strongly associated with experiences of sexual abuse and experiences of forced sex. So there's a lot of comorbidity between these in our sample of female youth. As I mentioned before, this is just striking in the high rates of assault and abuse that are experienced in this population. It's an incredibly vulnerable population. Trauma occurs prior to becoming homeless, and then I think that is exacerbated by experiences of homelessness among these youth. 50% of female youth reported either sexual abuse or sexual assault, and 15% reported both. One quarter of our youth reported being forced to have sex while homeless, and female homeless youth who've experienced sexual trauma are much more likely to also report mental health disorder symptoms, further exacerbating their vulnerability experiences. Some limitations, certainly not a representative sample. I do think that drop-in centers are a great way to recruit homeless youth because it's a very low barrier service and there's high utilization among this population, but it's not inclusive of non-service users. And we don't know who those non-service users are, so we don't know what populations we might be missing out on. It's also cross-sectional, so I can't make causal inferences about what the relationship is between mental health disorder symptoms and sexual assault. What comes first? Would love to do longitudinal research in this population in the future. These are also very sensitive topics, so it was a self-reported survey, which we hope reduces social desirability bias and would encourage young people to disclose, but youth still may not be comfortable sharing these experiences. As I mentioned, this is a study of social networks, and I haven't gotten into that data yet, but I'm hoping that in the future I can explore how these experiences of mental health disorder symptoms and sexual trauma might be mitigated by social networks, whether social support is a protective factor, how we might intervene in social networks to improve the health and well-being of young homeless women. As I mentioned, I'd really like to do some longitudinal research so we can start to parse out what type of causality is going on in this population. And I'm also very curious about what other risk behaviors might be going on among these very vulnerable young women. Certainly, this population needs targeted interventions to address the comorbidity between mental health and sexual trauma. Some brief ideas that I think could be useful would be encouraging women's groups among drop-in centers for young women, certainly healthy relationships training, increased access to mental health services, and the improved availability of safe sleeping locations. Getting people off the street and into a safe shelter is incredibly important. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you to the youth who shared their experiences, our data collection, and my wonderful co-authors, Haley Weintraub and Eric Rice, who are not here. Thank you.